CBS presents this program in color.
A bit of luck for you. The bloody snow is covering up the entrance to the tunnel.
Well, I know it's around here someplace.
What's he looking for?
A tree stump.
Now, don't tell me. He's going to hide nuts in there for winter.
Go down through it to a tunnel.
Well, where's the tunnel lead to?
Well, I could have sworn this was it.
Oof.
I couldn't help it. I tripped over this tree stump. Come on.
Tree stump.
Tree stump. Come on. Put it on.
Go on. Go on. Right, now keep moving. Just keep moving and wait down there when you get down there. Keep moving it up.
Hurry up.
Right, now, Carter, you get down there. All I need, mate. Oh, looking for you in a blizzard.
Go on.
They're coming down the tunnel now, Colonel.
The underground says those guys bailed out 3 days ago. They must be frozen.
I will give them some of my brandy. That should warm them up.
Yeah, and if they got frostbite, they can pour it on their feet.
Welcome to Stalag 13. I'm Colonel Hogan.
Captain Morgan. Stalag 13. You've got to be kidding. The prisoner of war cap.
Yes, so brandy. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's the first time my foot's been warm in 3 days.
Hey, Captain.
Thank you. Now I know why the underground didn't tell us where we were going.
The less you know, the less you talk of your capture.
I know the Germans are out to take prisoners, but I never knew you fellows were in business for yourselves.
Let's just say we've eliminated the middleman. We'll keep you here till the heat's off, then outfit you and get you some new papers.
It's our job to get you out of here.
Well, hope you're as good at getting us out as getting us in.
Don't worry, Captain. You and your men will be back on flying duty within a week.
Colonel, there's a squad of Gestapo going into Klink's office, and they got axes and picks and shovels.
Oh, what's that mean, Colonel?
I don't know. Can't you get out the coffee pot?
Right. How can you take a coffee break at a time like this?
You got a better way of listening in on the commandant's office?
Ah, Major Hofstetter, come in, come in. Always nice to see your smiling face.
He only smiles at train wrecks.
Miss Hofstetter.
Miss Stauffer.
Are you here on military business, or is this a social call?
I don't pay anybody a social call.
I wish you hadn't said that. Klink can't stand rejection.
What can I do for you, Major Hofstetter?
Are you aware that last Monday night, an American plane dropped a bomb on Gestapo headquarters, demolished the building, wiped out the garrison, killed Commandant Heydrich, knocked the Führer's picture off the wall, and everything?
No, sir. I was playing pinochle with Captain Brunschmiel.
It was a great personal loss to me.
It was a great personal loss to me. He took me for 50 marks.
But the aircraft shot down the bomber.
That's good.
But the crew parachuted to safety.
Oh, that's bad.
But we know where they are hiding.
That's good. Where?
Here.
Impossible.
Faster than we shall see. I'm ordering my men to search every inch of this camp.
Sir? I am Commandant of Stalag 13.
That is exactly why I'm ordering the search.
Major Hofstetter, may I remind you that my record here is impeccable No enemy soldier has ever gotten out of Stalag 13.
But how is your record on enemy soldiers getting into Stalag 13?
What are you driving at?
We have searched this area and we've come to the conclusion that those flyers might very well be hiding in this very camp.
Are you suggesting these men are here?
Exactly.
But why would an enemy soldier trying to escape hide in a prisoner of war camp?
I've been trying to figure that one out myself.
They might very well hide here until the search is over and then make their escape.
Not in Stalag 13.
I am taking no chances. I'm ordering my men to search every barracks for anything suspicious, especially tunnels. What are you doing, Klink?
I am calling General Burkhalter. I will not allow the Gestapo to take over my camp.
Here is General Burkhalter's written permission.
Make yourself at home, Major Hofstetter. My camp is your camp.
This general has given me 48 hours to find the Americans.
Why are you in such a hurry? Take your time.
I never knew Klink was so tough. He stood up to the Gestapo for almost 30 seconds.
My men will begin the search for Barracks 1.
What do we do now, Colonel?
I don't know.
Well, I got an idea. Why don't we go back down the tunnel, come up through the stump, contact the underground, and punch them all in the mouth?
Bad idea, Captain.
Sure, you guys got nothing to lose. But if they catch us, it's goodbye, Charlie.
I know one thing, Colonel. We're not going to wait around waiting for the Gestapo to nail us. Kinch?
Yes, sir. Take him down the tunnel.
Right.
Now you're talking sense, Colonel.
But you're not going out.
Why not?
Because the whole area is lousy with crowds. They'd find you in a minute.
What do we do when the Gestapo finds us in the tunnel? Tell them we're on a 3-day pass?
They're not going to find you. Sure, cross my heart. So we're going to dig a whole new tunnel for them to find.
All right, men, down the tunnel.
LeBeau, Newkirk?
Yes, sir.
Start digging the tunnel under the sink, huh?
Right.
Here they come.
I like their timing.
Carter, help me with the sink.
Yeah.
All set, Colonel.
Good. Newkirk, you know what to do.
Right, sir.
Everybody line up for roll call.
What a pleasant surprise.
I don't think it would be so pleasant for you, Colonel Hogan.
Major Hochstetter, always a pleasure to see your smiling face. Did you come on military business, or is this a social call?
What is it at your camp, Klink? Everybody thinks I'm a social butterfly.
Never mind the social amenities, Hogan. Major Hochstetter is here to inspect the barracks.
Oh, go right ahead. That's humble, but it is home.
You'll have to excuse the mess, sir. The cleaning woman doesn't come till Thursday.
Why are you hiding the hand?
What hand?
The hand in that pocket.
What pocket, sir?
That pocket!
Oh, well, it's very cold in here, sir.
Then why don't you have both hands in the pockets?
Oh, I forgot I had two hands, sir. Thank you very much.
Why do you have fresh dirt under the fingernails?
Sir, have you ever tried to get an appointment for a manicure here?
It is murder.
Look at my nails. I haven't had a manicure in weeks.
There you are, sir.
You cook. Where's the tunnel?
Tunnel? So what tunnel?
Why did you kick dirt under this sink?
Because cleanliness is next to godliness.
And a clean barracks is a happy barracks.
And a happy barracks is a happy prison camp.
And a happy prison camp is...
Silence! I think I found the tunnel.
Schultz, don't push! Pull! Just as I thought. We kept our eyes on this barracks for weeks. Right, Schultz?
Yeah, Herr Commandant.
I seem to have discovered an escape attempt before it got very far.
Well, sir, we were planning to let them dig just a little more before we crushed them.
You will have this tunnel filled with cement and severe disciplinary action will be taken.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Major Hofstetter.
Colonel Hogan, you and your men are restricted to the barracks until further notice. I'll see you later.
We will keep searching for our friends.
Colonel Hogan, in the middle of a war. Shame on you.
The phony tunnel was magnifique.
Carter, watch the door.
Come on up, fellas.
Come on in, gentlemen. There you go.
Yeah. All right, look. We'll wait till the Gestapo has cemented the tunnel. When they leave, you leave.
Okay.
Mayday, Colonel, here comes Schultz. Come on,
go
come
back
on.
In the tunnel.
Come on, Matt.
It's stuck.
All right, forget it. Everybody, go. Go for cover.
Just get the fire. Go.
Right under there.
Hurry. Under here.
Quick, get over here. Cover up. Come on, make it fast. Hurry up.
Colonel Hogan, prepare the men to move to another barracks.
Oh, come on, Schultz. We just finished redecorating this place.
Those are my orders. Everybody pack and move in 10 minutes.
What now, Colonel Hogan?
You'll go with us. We can't take any chances with the Gestapo working on this barracks.
The snow's coming down pretty heavy now, sir. That's your cover to move.
Well, what about the tunnel?
Captain, in this camp, there are 20 barracks. We have a connecting tunnel to all but one.
Which one's that?
Barracks 4. But the odds are 20 to 1. They won't move us into that.
Colonel, if you ever get out of this camp and go back to civilian life, don't try to make your living as a bookie.
You've been looking out that window for an hour, Colonel.
Trying to figure a new plan to get you guys out of this camp.
Well, maybe Santa Claus will drive by and we can escape in his sleigh.
Colonel Hogan, can we go out and play in the snow?
Why don't we all go out and play in the snow? Maybe the Gestapo has skis for rent.
Hey, I don't know how to ski, but I know how to make a snowman.
Not a bad idea, Carter.
Oh, wait a minute, Colonel. We're not going to sit around waiting while you and your men build a snowman.
This snowman you're going to like. I think I'll talk Sergeant Schultz into letting us build a snowman.
All right, men. Follow me.
Where are you going, Captain?
We're going to make a break for it.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Captain.
Well, we're not going to sit around waiting to be shot while Hogan's building a snowman.
If he wants to build one, he's got a good reason for it.
Of course he has. He's stir crazy. Now I'm ordering you to stand away from the door. There are 5 of us and 4 of you.
Now it's even. 5 and 5.
What's going on?
We're going to make a break for it.
Not until we build the snowman.
Colonel, I don't care if you are the ranking officer.
And a tunnel underneath it.
Schultz, why are these prisoners building a snowman?
Colonel Hogan requested it in place of exercises.
Build a snowman in freezing weather?
And they wonder why they're losing the war.
Okay, Garner, up it comes.
I've got to have a rest before I go out there again.
Oh, me too. Boy, I'm gonna tell you, I'm bushed.
Will you stop complaining?
Well, listen, that's hard work.
Is this all you guys have got done?
You think it's easy, wrapping a handful of dirt with snow?
And I'm saving this one just for you for a snowball fight.
How you doing, Newkirk?
Probably long now, Captain. We should be connecting up with that other tunnel about now.
Oh!
Oh, not another inspection, Schultz.
Ooh, three!
Easy, Colt, what's that? I just came in to have a little coffee from my little friend Lebeau.
All of a sudden, I'm his little friend Lebeau.
Oh, you all must be crazy, standing outside in the cold, making that silly snowman.
Something wrong, Schultz?
Why are you so warm, Carter?
Warm?
You're perspiring, and you were outside in the cold.
It must be these barracks. Gosh, it's like a ruddy steam bath in here.
You think it's warm in here?
Warm? Oh, it's nearly 100 degrees. Hey, Carter, put the fire out.
Well, that's a great idea.
What are you doing?
It's as hot as it can be in here. I just want to cool a room off, Schultz.
Oh, Colonel Hogan, please. Tell Carter to leave that fire alone.
What are you talking about, Schultz?
We were just trying to explain to Schultz that the reason we're all perspiring is because it's so warm in here.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Schultz. And don't think Clink isn't going to hear about this. It's against the Geneva Convention to make prisoners sweat.
Really refreshing.
What's
really
the cool thing for?
Freeze!
General Hogan! If you're all so warm, how come that I'm still freezing?
Why don't you put yourself on a sick call and find out, Schultz?
Oh, I think you're right. Oh, I'm still cold. Bloody insanity. Hilda, here you are. Hilda, is the commandant in his office?
He's busy with Major Hofstetter.
Oh, Hilda, I have to see him. It's an emergency.
What's the matter?
I'm sick,
Hilda. I do know you're sick.
Because I'm cold.
Oh, is it cold? It's freezing outside.
But you don't understand, Hilda. Everybody else is warm.
I'm not warm.
Oh, please,
Schultz, what are you doing here?
I have to report. I have to go to the hospital.
The hospital?
Yeah, Volia Commandant. I'm going to be in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks, then 4 or 5 months in a rest camp, and then a 30-day furlough. I'll be back in sometime in August.
That all planned, Schultz.
Yes, Herr Major. I understand it takes a long time to recover from pneumonia.
What makes you sure that you have pneumonia, Schultz?
Because of cold.
Of course you're cold, Dummkopf. It's snowing outside.
Yes, but I'm also cold when I'm inside.
We're all cold inside.
Yeah, but, Herr Major, when I left the prisoner's barracks, they were sitting around with their shirts off, sweating, and the windows open.
Clint, the prisoners have heat in the barracks.
Perhaps they're smuggling it in, Major Hofstetter.
Glad you're here, sir. We'd like to requisition some gloves. Our hands are frozen.
Request denied. It was your idea to build a snowman.
My hands are frostbitten, sir. I haven't even been outside.
I thought you were all sitting around perspiring with the windows open.
Who's the bab?
Schultz!
He's a sick man, Colonel.
He said he saw it with his own eyes.
Well, snow blindness.
Snow blindness?
Yes, yes. It's like being out in the desert, sir. I mean, after you're in the snow long enough, you start seeing mirages.
Well, if he continues to act so peculiar, he will be seeing the Russian front, and that will be no mirage.
Schultz.
Then you do it, Carter!
Well, okay, I'll be glad to do it, because that's about the worst looking snowman.
Well, you keep on criticizing me. I do a better snowman than you would ever do.
Just a minute.
Well, I ought to make the face for the snowman.
And I say I should.
Oh, yeah, well, I once won a prize for making the best snowman in Bullfrog, North Dakota.
Bullfrog, North Dakota?
Well, actually, Bullfrog's just a suburb. I mean, your big city's Crabapple Junction.
I think Sergeant Schultz should be the one to decide.
Who, me?
Yes, I think some man who is sophisticated, who has been around, who has been to Paris and seen the beautiful snowmen in the Bois de Boulogne that only a Frenchman can make.
What do you mean sophisticated? I bet he's never even been to Crabapple Junction.
Is that food or city?
Wait a minute! Wait a minute! I have the solution. You, Carter, you put in the eyes. You, Lebeau, you put in the nose and the mouth. And you both can put on the hat together.
King Solomon couldn't have made a wiser decision, Schultz. You're a wonderful person,
wonderful. Oh, King, I want to do it. You, King! What's right on here, you King?
What's the problem now?
There is some monkey business going on with a snowman.
Can't be serious.
Ha! You told Major Hochstetter that I see mirages. Let's see what he has to say about this mirage.
She'll see the escape?
I think he got a glimpse of the captain.
You gotta move the snowman.
Where to?
This is about the only spot in camp we don't have a tunnel underneath. Put it here.
Is he coming up in his office?
He's very busy with Major Hochstetter.
I have to see him right away.
Schultz, I wouldn't go in there if I were you. You're halfway to Stalingrad right now.
It was nice seeing you again, Major Hochstetter, but I told you you would find nothing suspicious here.
Those flyers must be in another area. I will not sleep until I find them.
You will find them, Major Hochstetter, if I know my Gestapo.
Herr Kommandant, I beg to report something urgent.
Not now, Schultz, please.
Herr Kommandant, it has something to do with the prisoners.
What?
I saw a man go inside the snowman.
Schultz, is this another one of your mirages?
No, Commandant, I saw it with my own two eyes.
Have you been at the schnapps again?
Just a minute, Link. Let's have a look at this.
Now, hold, Herr Major. I show you. Please, Herr Major, I show
you. Sure you got enough snow over that opening, Carter?
They won't be able to find it until spring. Okay, they're coming.
Herr Major, right over here. Here, please.
All right, Schultz. Now, where does the man enter the snowman?
Major Hochstetter, I protest. This is our snowman.
Why are you so concerned, Colonel Hogan?
Because we were going to challenge the guards and the Gestapo to a snowman contest. The winner gets a free trip to London.
Here. And we are right here.
There is an opening.
Colonel Hogan, I demand an explanation.
This is the way they make a snowman in Bullfrog, North Dakota.
Link, I assure you I will find a tunnel. And when I do, the punishment will come.
You know, Colonel, I think Major Hochstetter wins the trip to London.
Schultz, it's freezing.
Yeah, we're all here.
We might be one or two over.
Let him take his time. Clink doesn't like the cold any more than we do.
Report! Report!
You better report, Schultz. He's turning blue.
All present and accounted for.
Dismissed!
Colonel, did the Gestapo catch the bomber crew?
Colonel Hogan, I assure you, Major Hochstetter will find them.
I couldn't find the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
You couldn't even find the swastika.
The crowd should call in Scotland Yard.
Yeah, they can find them.
Colonel Hogan, you've gone too far. Schultz, these men are confined to the barracks without privileges for at least 1 week.
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant.
Sorry, Schultz. Snowman contest is over. Nice try.